This is a download from BFM 89.9. The business station.
Also in some other international headlines this morning, Saudi Aramco has announced the final price of their IPO at 32 riyals per share. So that works out to about $8.5. And this would value Aramco, which is the world's most profitable company, at $1.7 trillion.
Yeah, it received a total of $119 billion worth in bids and it raised about just under $26 billion. This deal being closed is synonymous with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's plans to reshape the nation, right? This is something that he's been talking about for a long time. And the sale could help get his ambitious plans to overhaul the Saudi economy and make it less reliant on oil. But, I mean, that plan is very different from how it started with the $2 trillion valuation and all of that. It's been derailed by problems at home in terms of, like, we saw the purge against the elite happen, as well as abroad by the murder of Jamal Khashoggi and the war in Yemen. So a lot of negative sentiment there.
Yeah, as a result, I mean, they had to curtail some of their ambitions and they only offered 1.5% of shares. And looking at the number of shares actually taken up, the book was actually covered 4.64 times. But when you consider the size, I mean, that's not such a big deal.
So for some quick thoughts on this, we have on the line with us Saleh Yilmaz, research analyst with Bloomberg Intelligence. Thank you for joining us, Saleh. Now, Saudi Aramco did price its shares at the high end of its indicative price range, giving it a valuation of about $1.7 trillion. So what does this say to you about the expected prospects of the company?
I think the downward revision from the $2 trillion valuation reflects First of all, the initial kind of discrepancy between the market expectations for the company and the initial expectations that were set by the Crown Prince. And I think some of the main factors behind this are concerns around the recent drone attacks on the facilities of the company, concerns around transparency of the company, as well as kind of the government's reliance on the company's financial health, essentially. So, I mean, of course, on top of this, we have an oil price that's been pressured, and certainly that doesn't help for them in terms of timing as well. But looking at the local demand right now, I mean, the local, especially retail demand, seems to be strong for the company.
So the Aramco IPO failed to secure foreign investors this time around, which is why they focused on the domestic market. Now, that said, Saudi Arabian officials have suggested there could be a future share sale. What would need to happen to bring foreign investors on board?
Mm-hmm. I think more transparency is certainly one of them. More payouts, I guess, in terms of dividends would be attractive for foreign investors. And it's important to note that the company has been trying to do these. I mean, they have been a lot more transparent than they were before. And they have kind of committed to a progressive dividend payout policy, which certainly helps. However, I mean, currently we see both of their free cash flow yield and dividend yield below the global peers. So, I mean, we're looking at a dividend yield of below 5% for them, where the median dividend yield for the peer group globally is about 5.7%. And we look at the free cash flow yield. I mean, we have the European majors at about 10%, according to our calculations, where Saudi Aramco stands about half of that. So, I mean, surely these yields being more comparable to international peers would be something that might attract foreign interest.
Meanwhile, OPEC members are meeting in Vienna as we speak. What do you expect to come out of the meeting? Will we actually see deeper production cuts, or will they maintain the status quo?
That's a good question. I mean, before this week, and we actually ran a survey with our clients, asking them about their expectations of this meeting, and the majority expected an extension. And I think it looks very likely that the current deal will be extended to at least mid-year next year. So another 3-month extension is looking very likely. But before the beginning of this year, it was looking very likely that they would just keep the same level of output cuts. But some of the remarks we had earlier this week, especially from the Iraqi oil minister, suggest that deeper cuts may actually be on the table. And it's important to remember, I think, that the group led by Saudi Arabia likes to surprise when it comes to these OPEC meetings. So they may be kind of driving a sentiment where we're not quite expecting that, or it's still not looking very likely. But then they come out to meetings saying they will deepen the cuts, which would obviously positively surprise the market and very likely result in a boost to oil prices, which again probably would certainly help the Aramco IPO for Saudi Arabia to an extent.
Well, thank you very much, Saleh. And that was Saleh Yilmaz, research analyst with Bloomberg Intelligence, who's of the opinion that more transparency would maybe make Saudi Aramco's any future share sales attractive to foreign investors, because they did try and shop this particular IPO around, didn't they? And there didn't seem to be much interest.
Yeah, they had to scale back it, and they scrapped an international roadshow. I mean, I think they didn't go to New York, they didn't go to Japan, and then they cancelled London at the last minute. And actually, they shopped around even in Asia. So they offered it to like Russia's second largest oil producer, Lukoil, who declined. And even our own Petronas was offered a block.
Yeah, and I think there was some news that even Temasek was, they went to talk to Temasek and other sovereign wealth funds, but no one was really biting at this valuation.
Yeah.
And in the end, it's why we've seen this pressure on the valuation drop.
Exactly. And Petronas has a relationship with Aramco because they are the joint venture partners in Pengerang. And even then, they didn't want it. I mean, there are questions about transparency, and ultimately, it's also down to valuations.
Absolutely. So it'll be interesting to see where Saudi Aramco goes from here. But up next, we will be taking a look at the latest political news coming out of PKR, Amanah and UMNO. So be sure to stay tuned for that after these messages. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.